Hello and welcome back to the 3AM Mystery Club podcast. I'm Brandon, and today I'll be taking you on a short little journey with a mini episode. And with me, my partners in true crime, Rowena and Derek. How are you guys
Hello.
Doing?
Fantastic.
Good. You guys ready for this? This is a good one. This is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. We're gonna talk about death row meals today. Or, you know, the final meal you have before you get your lethal injection or your old Sparky trip, the electric chair. This is a topic that's always fascinated me, and now I have an outlet to talk about it. Everyone always looked at me funny at work or parties when I brought it up. Joke. But so the last meal ritual is granted to death row inmates who are set to die that day or the next. I think it's within a day or so. But the controversial meal is customary in most of the United States and other countries throughout the world. I do believe Texas outlawed the final meal in 2011, though. I'm sure some other states did as well, but I didn't get into that because I don't really care.
They outlawed that?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
They just get their standard jail food now.
Well, that means I'm just not going to commit any, felonies now if I don't get my meal.
But we're going to talk about what we would have for our final meals. But first, we're going to take a look at some of the most notorious killers' final meals. That's what I really want to talk about. So Eileen Wuornos, female serial killer. She was, a prostitute in Florida, killed some of her customers, her Johns or what have you, along the highways, truckers, whatnot. She's always been an intriguing killer to me because she's more of a revenge killer, but she still qualifies as a serial killer. She was caught and she was sentenced to death. And her final meal, she declined to pick like something special. She just stopped it for a cup of coffee, but she did have a hamburger and some snack food from the prison's canteen. She was kind of protesting her whole, the whole thing, how she was treated in prison or whatnot. So that was a little disappointing. I hope that she had something better.
That's no fun. none of it's fun.
Right. But John Wayne Gacy made up for it. John Wayne Gacy, he's Pogo, the clown, serial killer. You guys all know him, right? I don't need to explain what John Wayne Gacy did. Okay, so for his final meal, he asked for and was granted 12 deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe Kentucky Fried Chicken, French fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And something... Diet Coke, yes. And one of the things that I found most interesting about this was, despite all the things that I know about John Wayne Gacy, I did not know that he had managed two Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants. So that kind of, I guess that's why he wanted some of his last original recipe before
he was a company man to the end.
Yes, they should have used him in advertisements.
I can't believe he worked there and still wanted the food.
I know, right? I guess he really, really
I can't
has
believe he got all that and still wanted a Diet Coke.
I know. Then there's Gary Gilmore. He's not that very well known. He was he killed a couple people and he inspired the movie The Executioner's Song starring Tommy Lee Jones. The thing most notable about him though was he demanded to be executed by firing squad in 1977, which was no longer a common practice. Yeah, his last meal was a hamburger, some hard-boiled eggs, a baked potato, some coffee, and three shots of Jack Daniels, which I believe was still contraband, but I guess they kind of, let him have it.
I mean, if he's going to go out by firing squad, he probably needs
it. Yes.
I can't believe he asked for hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, that's a random one to ask for. He almost had a potato salad with all those ingredients.
Did they do the firing squad?
Yeah, he was shot. Yeah, it was bizarre. I watched that movie when I was a kid, of course. I watched so many things when I was a kid that I shouldn't have. I think it was more like a made-for-TV movie or something. I don't think it was a theatrical release.
But, that's just wild to me that they were like, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you can request. I don't know. I guess I should look that up again to see how he was,
What state was it,
I don't know. I think I know it was the South. It may have been Texas.
Of course it was the Faust.
Then we have Carla Faye Tucker. She killed a couple of people with a pickaxe, but she was most notable in 1998 as the first woman to be executed since 1984. Her final meal was a peach, a banana, and a salad with either ranch or Italian dressing. Can you imagine picking that as your final meal?
A peach, a banana, and a salad with ranch or Italian dressing.
Yes.
Foodies everywhere are just so disappointed right now in her.
Very.
Then Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, he just asked for 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. And I'm not going to talk about him because he's disgusting. They're all disgusting, but...
Yeah. I mean, he...
And Ted Bundy, you know, the king, he declined a special meal, but he was given a traditional steak, medium rare, eggs over easy, hash brown, toast, milk, coffee, juice, butter, and jelly. But he didn't eat any of it.
Well, I mean, that's... I mean, from a coroner's perspective, that's probably good he didn't eat anything.
Yeah, I would have loaded up just so they had to deal with it. But I've never heard of this guy, but his request was so interesting and that I just had to mention. His Thomas Grasso, he was in prison for strangling a woman with Christmas lights. And I need to look into this case a little more now. I'm intrigued. But his final meal, he asked for 2 dozen steamed clams and mussels, barbecue spare ribs, half of a pumpkin pie with whipped cream and strawberries, a double cheeseburger from Burger King, and a room temperature can of SpaghettiOs.
Gross.
Yeah, but...
He had me until SpaghettiOs.
Well, listen, he didn't get the SpaghettiOs. They gave him spaghetti instead, and he actually complained about it. He said, you know, those weren't SpaghettiOs. That was spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had hoped there were more killers' final meals, but then I realized so many famous killers either died in prison or you just served life terms and weren't executed. So I forgot about I was like way more excited for this than I should have been. And I have we asked some of our listeners to tweet us what they would have. And I have some of those mentions. I'll just go through them so that we can give them some shout outs. Mason on Twitter says he would opt for bacon wrap filet mignon. Not a bad choice. JB said she'd go for scallops with a small Waldorf salad and a glass of champagne to start. Then she'd like a nice steak, some garlic mashed potatoes, and perfect lemon green beans. And of course, another glass of champagne.
Yeah, she's thinking the right way there.
That's a good one.
John says he's simple and just ask for pizza. Megan, like Gacy, would go for some shrimp, but she would go for the all-you-can-eat variety. And Marcy says she would ask for some fried chicken from Knott's Berry Farm. And Wonderpuff, I don't know your actual name, but Wonderpuff says PB&J because he would be gone before they come for him. And I asked, why are you allergic to peanut butter? And he says, yep.
See, that's smart.
Yeah. Lissa says she would go for a lobster roll with some perfect steak fries and Michi, sorry, I don't know how to say your name, says ribs with no napkins. They want to go out messy. So we had some good replies. And
have now, both those.
Yeah, and now we're going to talk about what we would have. And I'm going to be super extra. Maybe not as extra as Gacy or Grasso, but I think I would request chicken tikka masala, some fettuccine alfredo, some onion rings, and a cherry coke. What would you guys ask for?
Well, first of all, now I want onion rings.
I'm hungry now.
I'm going to break out the air fryer, Brandon.
Yes.
I have thought about this since you brought it up, and I'm going to be extra too. I'm going to have a starter course, and we are going to have egg rolls and crab rangoon wontons from this local restaurant in Cross Lanes called the Rice Bowl, because they hand wrap and make everything right in front of you before they stick it in the deep fryer. And it's just really good and greasy and hits you where you need it to. It's just so yummy. And now I want that too, to eat right now. And then after that, I want the biggest steak cooked medium well. And I want it spiced so well that I don't need steak sauce. And I want a loaded baked potato with lots of butter and sour cream and a side of sauteed green beans and garlic sauce. And then I want to drink it all down with unlimited old-fashioned cocktails.
That sounds amazing.
And then for dessert, I want a big old funnel cake.
I didn't even think about dessert, but I'm not much of a dessert guy.
I'm not either, but if it's going to be the last meal, I mean, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to stuff it.
Yeah. Then I think I would ask for a dozen peanut butter cookies. Oh, I've said I would have a cherry Coke, but I think I would rather have an Ale 8, which is a regional drink that if you don't know what it is, then you're missing out. But I would probably have an Ale 8 instead of a cherry Coke.
I would do biscuits and gravy with a side gravy and a side biscuit. A medium rare peppercorn coated steak. Also with a baked potato with lots of butter and sour cream. Before that, I would have a spicy Caesar salad and also a French onion soup.
Oh, good choice.
Yum.
I would have champagne, Dr. Pepper, and cranberry flavored Sprite, since it's impossible to find in real life. And for dessert, I would do cherry pie and pumpkin pie with lots of sugar.
Hey, wait, would you get some blackened ranch from Popeyes?
No, because they wouldn't give it to me.
Exactly. They would never deliver it.
I'd love it, but it just wouldn't happen. So
it could prolong your execution date, though, while you're waiting on it.
Oh, good point. Just ask for your four blackened ranch, and you're going to be waiting a while.
Or just get it from the many delivery services now that I won't name, so that we're not, you know, advertising for them. Then it'll take forever as it is.
That's right. Tell them you just need it. You need it that way. And then you're going to live an extra 2 or 3 years.
Okay. I'm a dessert person, so I would also get creme brulee.
Oh, that'd be good. I also am wondering sometimes,
and coconut cake.
I would want to ask for a restaurant-specific food, because I'd be afraid that they would just give me some shitty jail chef trying to make creme brulee or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what if you ask for all this great food and then it's terrible, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, my steak needs to come from one of my favorite steakhouses.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, when I said fettuccine Alfredo, I was really thinking Olive Garden, because I know that's not a real Italian restaurant.
But they have the best fettuccine.
They have great fettuccine Alfredo.
The fettuccine Alfredo at Olive Garden is way better than any, like, authentic Italian restaurant or fancy Italian restaurant I've ever been to.
I agree.
One dish, like Olive Garden, it's going to be better every single time.
And I hope there aren't people who are taking offense to it, but I'm sorry. I disagree.
Well, it's true.
And at this point,
Alfredo is like real Italian anyway. So,
yeah.
Well, and at this point, hey, Olive Garden, why don't you sponsor us?
Yes, please. Yes.
Or at least send us some fettuccine Alfredo.
They do follow me on Twitter, so maybe we could get something going.
I mean, even just a gift card for this shout out would be great.
Yeah, I was once accused of running Olive Garden's Twitter because they would tweet me sometimes. And my friends were like, that's you, isn't it? Because I do all these weird jobs and have all these random little gigs. And someone thought that was me. And I was like, no, I wish it was me. But it's not.
I wish it was you. You could send us a tour of Italy.
I know. Yeah, so this was just a fun little topic. Sometimes we get a little too serious, and even though we still manage to laugh, but I thought this would be a nice little break from the grit.
I have to say, I thought about this way too much.
Oh, yeah, me too. And not just for this, not just for today. I've thought about it a lot in the past. So not that I ever plan to do anything illegal, but I've thought about it.
That was a good topic, Brandon.
Yeah, so let us know what other little mini episode you'd like to hear. We don't want to always talk about unsolved mysteries, because that'll get a little boring. So we want to throw in some other things here and there for our little mini episodes.
Yeah, let us know. Do you want to hear more crime stuff? Do you want us to throw in some ghost stories, unexplained things, crazy? I mean, just, you know, the sky's the limit. You just let us know what you want to hear.
Yes, please. Okay, now I'm hungry. Everybody go eat something delicious.
I know. Oh, I think I'm going to have to make some egg rolls.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.